Charlie.
What's good?
Viewers, welcome to the Inside Texas Football YouTube channel powered by InsideTexas.com. Charlie, there's a lot going on today in the world of Texas Longhorns football, including a little bit of recruiting. Have you been catching up?
Man, look, my phone is still blowing up. I ain't got too many tweets, retweets, notifications, text messages, phone calls. It's nonstop over here.
It really is. It really is. Hey, Tyler Atkinson is a Texas Longhorn. He committed to the Longhorns today. That's the number one linebacker in the country out of Grayson High School in Lawrenceville, Georgia. But first, please like this video, subscribe to the YouTube channel, give us some love, comment if you like to, bring the questions to us. This is recruiting intel. We're going to talk about a lot of stuff, including Tyler Atkinson. We're going to talk about a little bit of Derek Cooper as well. But hey, join Inside Texas today. If you sign up right now for a dollar, that will get you everything you need up until kickoff of the Ohio State game on August 30th. That's finishing recruiting. That's fall camp. That's all the fun stuff, team stuff that you can imagine. Come to Inside Texas today for only a dollar. It really is the best time. Also, our man, Paul Wadlington, he drops this every summer. It's kind of a signal that football is near. Buy Thinking Texas Football today. It's the 2025 football prospectus. It's just one of the best things you can read year in and year out. We are so thankful and blessed that we get our hands on a copy of this thing. There's a link in the description if you'd like to try it. So go ahead and get that thing knocked out. Buy Thinking Texas Football today. Our man Paul does it best. So, all right, we got all that out of the way. Charlie, Texas got the best linebacker in the country today.
Most definitely.
And he did it on the Pat McAfee show on ESPN. And you know what I was noticing? Pat McAfee has over 3 million Twitter followers. For the last hour, he's been spitting out little video clips from the announcement. Can you imagine that? And you know how Tyler Atkinson had talked to us about the brand, mm-hmm. about how he wants to build his brand. He wants to utilize his resources and opportunities one day to start a foundation, Atkin up. Is there a better place to put a platform to blow up your brand than the Pat McAfee show?
That is the perfect place to put it. I mean, Pat McAfee has built something tremendous over there, man. I mean, everybody follows that dude, man. You know, his wild antics to his wild takes and everything else, man. It's a perfect place to build your brand, though, because everybody's tuned in.
Everybody was tuned in. And, man, Tyler was excited. You could see it on his face. You could see it on his family's face. I want to give a big shout-out to Victor Atkinson, who had been helping out Inside Texas for the last couple weeks. He's been a tremendous resource for us, and we're thankful and grateful for that. We might even try to get him on the Inside Texas Football YouTube channel here in the next few days. But let's cut to it. We know how big this is. Now this moves Texas, I believe, number 9 in the industry rankings, which, you know, it's July. So, you know, fans may worry about that, but Sark and those boys aren't worried about it. I need you to tell the viewers, how is this cat going to fit in the Texas defense?
I mean, you look at the future quarterback of the defense. There's nothing this kid can't do. Like, tremendous athlete playing linebacker. Let me say, he's a true linebacker. He just happens to be a terrific athlete. He can play all three downs, cover sideline to sideline. He's going to chase down the ball. He can blitz. When he gets there, he's bringing all 215 pounds of acting up to you. I'm telling you, he's going to knock your chin strap loose. He can cover in space. I mean, this kid can do it all. Like I said, future quarterback of the defense, I think he's going to be a leader. I mean, look, I think he has a chance to be one of the better linebackers ever come to the University of Texas. That's just how I feel about his athletic abilities and the work he puts in. I don't know if anybody follows him. He's building his own brand too, right, with the YouTube channel. The work he puts in with the collective with Jeremy Hills, Derek Johnson, and those guys. Man, this kid is already acting like a professional at, 16? He may be 17 now, but, man, to see that kind of work he puts in, I feel like he's going to be one of the great ones.
You know, that's the thing, you know, with you and I cover this every day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And, you know, sometimes we see kids kind of just going through the motions. They start getting offers and it starts getting in their head and they kind of start getting caught up in it. Tyler Atkinson has kept the main thing the main thing. This has been a kid that's been working towards this moment since he was in eighth grade. Now, a lot of kids will tell us, we've been working hard, we've been training, we've been grinding. This kid is legitimately doing this. And first and foremost, I want to give his family a big shout because they have given him the perfect infrastructure to grow and to blossom and to do this stuff. And this is a kid that just works. He gets after it and he works. You know, his dad told me last week, he said, you know, he never misses an opportunity to learn. He goes, it's funny because all these visits he was taking, he was writing notes. He was taking down notes, and he'd say he'd learn something different at each spot. He'd learn a new piece of terminology from the linebacker coach, say, at another school. He'd learn a new kind of technique from Johnny Manson watching a scrimmage. Like, he would pick up different things here and there. And so Tyler's always trying to absorb the info, and I think that's big. I'll tell you something else that's big. Second year in a row that Sark has gone into the Peach State and got the number one player in the state. Out from under Kirby Smart and the Georgia Bulldogs. Come on, Charlie, explain that to me in layman's terms. That's the SEC recruiting 101.
Yeah, look, we got something going brewing here. You know what's something funny? I saw a post. Georgia offered both of those guys while they were in eighth grade.
Yes.
Perry and Atkinson. So, look, if you want beef, if you want a rivalry, that's how you start one. I tell you that. Look, it's going to be some fireworks when we play Georgia because, man, buddy, let me tell you something. Kirby Smart is probably fuming. He's probably texting, calling his staff. Let's evaluate. Let's break down Texas film right now, I'm telling you. So, that's huge when you can go into somebody else's backyard and take their lunch pretty much, man. That's I love it, though.
Absolutely. And that's what makes kind of recruiting fun because, you listen, Georgia and these other schools are doing the same thing. They're coming into Texas and they're grabbing some of those guys. And I just feel like this is life in the SEC, life in recruiting in the Southeast. I think it's kind of par for the course. But, man, I got to tell you, this has been a fun start of the day so far because, you know, it's funny. 12:36. I got to see both of those kids play in person last year. Talking about Justice Terry, who was the number one defensive lineman last year. He signed with Texas. He's already on campus. And Tyler Atkinson. I saw him in back-to-back days, actually. And so it's funny that Texas has a presence. They have a presence in that state. And I'm going to tell you what. It began with Tashard Choice.
Exactly.
When Tashard Choice was the running back coach of Texas, he's a born and bred Georgia cat. He was running point on this particular recruitment.
Exactly.
Up until the time he took the job with the Detroit Lions. And so him and Kenny Baker, both natives of Georgia, have you know, made it kind of a point. Sark picked up on that. Said, you know what? And here's the thing, too. When you look at the bigger scope, the state of Georgia in the last couple cycles have had tremendous talent, and including this one and in the next one. That state is cycling back up. And this is payback for Justin Williams.
That's a good one.
That's my guy. I think he's talking about my guy from Conroe.
Yes, he is.
Georgia, that I was absolutely in love with. Justin Williams is one of my favorite players in that cycle. Great call, Lemon Rent Free in UT. Yeah, Justin was a dude. I'm wondering where he's at in the rotation right now. And so it goes back and forth. But I think it's just fascinating that Sark has made the state of Georgia important, but you know what he's doing? He's going where the talent's going.
Yeah, you have to.
It's always going to be in Texas. It's always going to be in Florida. It's always going to be in California. And these other places, it changes. It moves around. Sometimes it's right. Remember in Alabama there for that 3 or 4 year stretch, every big lineman and big wide receiver was coming out of Alabama. And so it's fun that Texas decides, hey, we're going to go into Georgia, get the number one player again. Tyler Atkinson is a Longhorn. Go to Inside Texas. We have a ton of content up, a ton of stories. Charlie had a really good one on basically how he fits and just kind of how it all came together. So be sure and check that out. I had a story. I got a few quotes in there as well from his father talking about Texas and Tyler and everything. So be sure and check that out. Again, Texas moves up to number 9 in the recruiting rankings. Overall, and again, it's July, so it doesn't necessarily mean a whole lot. But I gotta ask you this, and we're gonna pivot to Derek Cooper pretty quick. But I want to ask you this: if all those people, you and I have a lot of friends that do like Texas,
yeah.
For the last 2 or 3 weeks, how much of a beating have these text messages been? Like the program's falling apart.
Look,
and I'm telling my buddies, you got to get off of Twitter. You got to stop getting in the dumb minutia of the Twitter comments. You got to get away from that, you know. But it's funny how all that kind of transpires. Over, you know, I think our boy Eric Nalene tweeted out earlier 50 push-ups for anyone who was bemoaning Sark and using NIL. Listen, there's a difference in smart money and dumb money.
Right.
And I think in this case, When Texas is going after the best, they have no problem spending. They really don't. And I think that's how they view Atkinson and Terry and those guys. Let's shift breaks. Let's go to the other side of the ball. And let's go to the other side of the ball to a guy that also plays linebacker in high school. But he's the opposite. He's a running back stud, an elite guy at that. Number two running back in the country, Derek Cooper, out of Chaminade Madonna Prep in Hollywood.
Look at you. Okay.
Hollywood, Florida. It doesn't matter if every listing in the world says Fort Lauderdale. Right. It's Hollywood, Florida. We've had that confirmation from our friends at Inside Texas, the members board, the best community in all of sports. Let's talk a little bit of Derek Cooper. He's announcing on Sunday. I'll give a little backstory afterwards, but I just want you to tell me what you see in this guy. And as important as Atkinson was on defense, how important is Cooper potentially in the offensive room?
Oh, man, super important. Look, when I first saw the kid, I caught him like, you know, mimic Derrick Henry. Like, I mean, he's powerful, like a bigger running back. You just don't see that. Then you look at his linebacker tape. It's like, okay, I see why. But, man, look, nobody wants to step in front of this freight train. I mean, he's fast for a bigger kid. But he's like 6'1", I want to say maybe 220. Like, he can flat 215 flat out fly. But the thing I love about him, man, he can catch the ball at the backfield. And you'll probably see a little bit here. He has runs a few choice routes. Like, he's a natural athlete, just happens to be a little bigger than everybody else. But you see, nobody wants to get in his way, man. Look, I love this kid. I love his tape. I love what he can be. This is your future workhorse. You're giving the ball 20, 25 times a game. Let him wear everybody out. And then you maybe can put one of the speed backs in. But, man, this is – you don't see guys like this anymore, man, just at playing running back position. Everybody's a little 175, 185-pound running back. This is your true workhorse in the SEC type of running back, just running through everybody.
Yeah, that's a good point. You need one of these kind of backs in this league, I feel like. I think you need a big boy. Texas has Jarek Gibson coming back, and we know that Jarek's ready for his turn in the rotation. You need those big backs in the second half for goal line, for short yardage, for things of that sort. And you know what I love about Derek Cooper? As a running back, he's the hammer to the nail, where it's usually the other way around.
Right.
And I think it's that linebacker mentality he has. Because like our boy Drew Kelson told us a few nights ago, they're essentially the same position, just on different sides of the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And so here's the backstory on Cooper. He was ready to announce his commitment. I believe it was on July 12th. Yep. So that would have been 3 days ago. He was supposed to come off the board 3 days ago. 2 weeks before that, he goes through all of his official visits. He's been a Miami lean for about a year. Close to home, they have poured every resource into him. They have prioritized him to the fullest. They're selling, putting around an infrastructure of the best offensive tackles in the country, the best offense. Right. They've done all that. Texas jumps in when Chad Scott gets the job. Deshaun Choice could get anybody on campus, except for Derek Cooper. For whatever reason, he couldn't get Cooper on campus. Scott comes into the picture, gets Cooper on campus a month later. Now, Derek Cooper never took an official visit to Texas.
Right.
But in this new NIL era, that's not necessarily required.
Right.
Exactly. If it's a relationship building type recruitment, absolutely.
Absolutely.
But this one's a little bit more NIL slided, and some recruitments are, some aren't. That's just the way they are. Yeah. Derek Cooper's looking for the best way for him and his family. So he tells us right after he canceled his announcement, he said, I got to see Texas again.
Right.
Like, before I make a call, I got to see Texas. He hasn't seen Texas again. But 8 days later, he's decided, okay, I'm ready to make
Texas. I'm ready to commit, yeah.
And so this recruitment's going to come down to Texas, going to come down to Georgia. Georgia's in the mix for this one as well. Miami, of course. I think Ohio State was still throwing a few hands to see if they could get in the mix. But this is going to be one, you know, here's what I want to know about Cooper from you. They brought in James Simon and Ricky Stewart Jr. in the last class. Cooper may be considered maybe a step above those guys. I don't know if he definitely doesn't have the speed of a James Simon, and he doesn't have the elusiveness of a Ricky Stewart Jr., but he's a bigger, stronger, faster cat in that sense. Is this a guy, if Texas can get this Cooper cat, is this a guy that could come in and expected to play pretty early, similar to how C.J. Baxter was, another former Florida State of Florida tailback?
Yeah, look, I can definitely see that. I can see that as a guy who, you know, he can earn some carries as a young freshman. And, you know, they can rotate backs and keep everybody fresh. I think he can. Now, to me, I mean, like I said, just watching this tape, I think he's a natural athlete learning to play running back. He's just bigger, yes, faster, stronger than everybody else. It seems more natural playing outside of the football, but I think that's what makes him a great runner as well. But I think he can steal a few carries as a freshman just because he's that special type of guy. I mean, I don't – look, it's hard. You got to learn a lot of things playing running back at the next level versus just running, right, running left, right. I'm going up the middle, right. But I think that he can come in and get snaps. And I think he just want to get the ball in his hands just to kind of see what he can do. Even as a freshman, I think he can come in and, like I said, steal some snaps. But you got those other guys there. You still got Christian Clark there. You still have a ton of young talent on the 40 acres, man. So many different types of running backs that you can do multiple things with. Yeah. I think he gets a few carries.
I think so, too. And I think that's part of the sell, you know, getting that opportunity. Because if C.J. Baxter has a good year, he could leave. If Trey Wisner has another really good year, you know, he could potentially leave. And I think that leaves that door open for a lot of those young cats, a Christian Clark, a James Simon, a Ricky Stewart. So I think the number at running back for Texas is one for this class. They want one. They want one guy. They got their eyes on a handful for 2027. I think the number is going to be two there. But for this class, I think it's going to be one. We're going to take some questions, but first we want to pay some bills. Okay. And so that's where I'm going to throw it to my boy Homer on the other side. Drop it on that Roback style.
There's only one way to describe Roback: best fit, best feel. For those who aren't familiar with Roback, they are completely changing the game with their incredibly comfortable activewear. Roback has released so many items within their new licensed game day collection, and it's our favorite. With novel polo designs and clean hoodie and Q's zip designs from some of your favorite schools like Texas, it's definitely worth checking out. Nobody else on the market is pairing these level of custom designs with this quality of activewear. Roback's everyday shorts or their Delta Performance pants are the perfect pairing as well. Both are super comfortable, have an elastic waistband and great fabric that's made to have the appearance of a nice short look with a comfort for a day on the move. Roback has also been proudly leading the NIL charge, having signed partnerships with multiple college football stars like Quinn Ewers. They are becoming the go-to brand for college athletes across the country. Use the code TEXAS20 on roback.com for a generous 20% off for all new customers through the end of this week. That's ROBACK.com and 20% off all performance polos, shorts, and more with Texas 20.
Roback, always coming through. You know who else comes through? Academy.
Sports
and Outdoors. You know that? They do. They come through. They're always live and in charge. I'm gonna hear Homer in the background. We're not running their ad right now, dude. What are you doing? I'm talking about, I like these shirts. Okay. And I got a little boy that's got school clothes that needs to be bought. You got two little girls, beautiful little girls that need their school clothes bought. So we're gonna always do that. All right, let's take some of these questions. I love this. Let's start with living rent free. In UT, I like this little statement he's got here. This class is starting to look a lot similar to 2023 when Sark got Arch, Hill, Baxter, Bell, Atkinson, and Cooper coming soon. It appears it's one of those things where I think there's some similarities from cycle to cycle because I think we've learned that Sark has a type,
right,
in a sense. And you know what's the biggest thing for me is the quarterback is first.
Always.
They always take care of that quarterback first. You know what's going to help Atkinson? What's going to help Cooper? That's Dia Bell.
Yep.
That's Dia Bell. I actually caught up with him a little bit earlier. He was super excited about the Atkinson commitment. And so I'm getting a little bit of that 23 vibe. I don't know if they're going to – I don't know how high they're going to finish in the rankings. I still think it's going to be a top three, top five type finish. But it's a good vibe because, look, they got Arch, yep, right at the beginning of that summer.
Mm-hmm.
I think they got Baxter right before the beginning of his senior year. It was like in early August. Anthony Hill didn't flip till what, November, December? Remember when the entire Texas football staff came to his front door?
Yeah.
Like absolutely blew him away. And so there's some similarities, but let's get to our confidence in Cooper. I think that would be a really good question. Here's Evan Barta. Thank you, Evan, for joining us today. How confident, and this is for Charlie, I'm going to let you take this one because I talk too much. How confident are you guys that Texas gets the job done with Derek Cooper?
I feel really good about Mr. Cooper, hanging with Mr. Cooper in Austin, man. I feel really, really confident. I feel good. Look, as we know, when Sark sets his sights on a guy that they must have, they must want, they go all in. The entire staff goes in.
Yes.
Goes all in. They don't play around. From Chris Gilbert to Sark, to everybody else, everybody's involved. It's all hands on deck. And for a guy like Cooper, who's announcing here in what, 5 days, four and a half days, I feel really, really confident. I think you should too.
Yeah, there's some – you know what? We've been having some confidence ever since he canceled that announcement. Yeah. Once he did that and literally reached out to us, what, 10 minutes? We had a quote from him like 10 minutes later. Like, he was eager to let people know, hey, I'm pumping the brakes right now. Mm-hmm. I'm not necessarily ready. And you're going to have some old school recruiting guys say, well, you know, he never took an OV. It's a different era now. It's a different era. It really is, man. Like, in an NIL recruitment, you don't have to take an OV.
You don't have
He's
to.
Been on campus. He spent 2 days back in April. He hung out with Chad Scott.
Right.
He got the vision from those guys, and he could still take that official during the season, mm-hmm. which I think is what Justice Terry wound up doing last year. I think he took the OV during the Georgia weekend, and so which, you know, his appearance was the best part of that weekend, as we can all remember. But, yeah, we feel good about Derek Cooper right now. Cooper, I believe Cooper is still the number one running back out of Florida. I believe he's number two in the Rivals industry rankings. I think Rivals maybe has him as the fifth ranked running back, but other sites see him a little bit bigger, a little bit higher up. Either way, this class needed to – he's number two in Florida. Gotcha. This class needed they needed a bell cow. They needed this guy. When they lost out on KJ Edwards, they took one on the chin there. They really did.
They did.
And when Tre'Davious Ball committed to Oregon super early, and everyone thought, well, he could flip or no, man, my man Tre'Davious is locked in. He knew it when he got to Oregon where he wanted to go. He didn't waste any time. His recruitment has been smooth. I give that kid a ton of props. And you know our guy, Javian Osborne. He was coming to Texas, fellas. I don't care if he's at Notre Dame. Until Tashard Choice left for greener pastures. When he headed to the NFL, that put a kink in that recruitment really bad. Mm-hmm. And so Derek Cooper is the guy that I think you could definitely – ha, our boy. I like it. Joshy Manning Esquire. Hey, thank you so much, Joshy, for that little tip for the tip jar. Joshy's a big-time fan at InsideTexas.com. I consider him a budding friend in my scope. He's a good guy. Follow him on Twitter, man. He's a fun kid. He's also a collector of cards like I am. We're in the hobby.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Because we're cool.
You're cool, so, yeah.
Okay, I want to shift gears real quick. We've talked up Tyler Atkinson. He's a horn. We talked up Derek Cooper. Derek is in a great spot there. You and I are even texting about a potential prediction or RPM in the next day or two. What about flip targets? Because that's always what people – if they're not complaining about NIL and Texas not spending any money, they're complaining about why do they have to get in a position where they have to flip guys. Well, guess what? It's recruiting. And so that's kind of how it goes. If there's one position on this in this class that needs a flip, lay it on me.
Offensive tackle. There we go.
Woo!
That is it. The blind side. Hey, they get paid the big bucks for a reason, right? I'm just saying. Thank you, Lawrence Taylor and Joe Theismann, breaking his leg. Hey, two pieces. Left tackle gets paid a ton of money. That's potential targets. You want to flip that position. And there's a few out there that you can go out there and flip.
There are. We're going to give you two of them. And we're not necessarily saying these are the top two for Texas. We personally know that these are two guys they would really like to flip. But I don't think they have a certain order. I'm going to let you have one of them. And I'm going to throw him your way, Zayden Crimpen. Offensive tackle out of Prosper, 4-star, could potentially play all 5 spots on the offensive line. But Texas sees him as an offensive tackle. Then, by God, he is an offensive tackle right now, committed to A&M. What do they got to do to flip him?
You know what? Stay in contact. I know Crimpen was a guy that favored Texas heavy throughout his recruitment. It felt like Texas was the leader there. Him and Coach Kyle Flood had a great relationship. Kyle Flood made him a priority. You know, saw him during spring, came to Prosper to see him. Then he was back in Prosper having dinner with the family. He was thinking – it seems like this is Texas recruitment to lose. I feel like you just kind of stay close to Crimpen. You never know what will happen. He shared both of us during his official visit. He compared him to two of the best tackles that Coach Powell Flood has coached. One was Alabama, I can't think of the guy's name, and then Kelvin Banks. So I mean, Cal Flood holds high regards for Crippen. I really feel like you just stay in close contact until December and see what happens. See if he has a change of heart. You just never know.
You never know. And that's why Texas keeps these relationships going. It gives them another 3 or 4 months, 5 months to continue to evaluate right. the family, evaluate the player, the prospect, the situation. Yeah, look, I honestly thought Zayden was going to wind up at Texas. But I think the Ojo Turntime sell that Sark had really been Flood had really been pushing, like, hey, these are our two guys. Yeah. I think that turned off a couple of big offensive tackles, including Crimpen. There's another one that I know it turned off, and that's Malachi Lee out of Hawaii. Now, listen, this cat committed to Michigan, and he is a get. I talked to a couple people within the program. Out of all the offensive linemen that came in for official visits in the month of June, nobody looked more like an SEC offensive tackle than Malachi Lee. None of them.
Kid.
He is crazy underrated, and I know he's highly rated. He's a high four star. I think he's a top 10 tackle in the country. He could be better than that. This kid is fantastic. Texas was his first offer. Kyle Flood went out to the island to see him. But I think there was that Ojo Turntime. These are our top two guys. Kind of scared him off a little bit. Michigan came correct.
They did.
You know, you cannot argue with two schools like Notre Dame or Michigan when it comes to recruiting offensive linemen. They have a type and they do it very well. And so I think with Lee, that would also take some work. But I know how much Texas loves him, and I know how much he still really likes Texas.
Yeah.
It remains to be seen if they're going to rekindle that or not. But those are two guys that we feel confident that Texas is going to try to get in the mix. You could throw Samuel Roseboro in there, the Clearwater Florida cat. His mom lives in Austin, so there's proximity there. But he's committed to A&M right now, and I think he's pretty solid there. Victor Santiago asks, this is a good one, Victor. Good to see you again, as always, buddy. Are we still looking at other wide receivers? Yes.
You have to.
They're not done.
No.
They want another receiver in this cycle. Now, would they be happy with what they got? I don't know if they'd be happy necessarily, but they would be content because Jermaine Bishop is likely going to start on the offensive side of the ball. And so if that's the case, then if I'm Chris Jackson, I'm pretty tickled about that one because I think Cohen Brown and Chris Stewart are really good prospects. Mm-hmm. So I think that's positive. They took one on the chin with Caden Finley, but that one was kind of trending Notre Dame for what, the last month or two, if not longer. And I think Texas kind of felt that as well. Caden just wants to go to Notre Dame. Jaden Greathouse 2.0, in my opinion. Jalen Lott is the guy that I've got a lot of fans asking me, could Texas flip this guy? The answer is maybe they can, but you know,
that's tough. The man said he wanted to create his own legacy. He wanted to take his own path. He didn't want to follow his father's
about
path,
it.
Right. You know, so you, when you got a kid, you could follow your father and your mother who both played sports at UT, but if you want to create your own legacy, your own path, man, it's hard. Right. I mean, look, his sisters both went out of state to go compete and run track. So, I mean, hey, he wants to go create his own path as well. I did have a wild card for offensive lineman, and Joe Cook may love this one. Is Zayden Crimmins' teammate, Mr. Bryce Gilmore?
I knew you were going to do that.
I did, but hey, just saying, he's grown even more. He's gotten a lot bigger. I know he's committed to Arkansas, but my God, I had to throw that out there just to kind of go back. That's my wild card. I think I need to make a post about some offensive tackles out there. I think that's a good article, a few names. But, yeah, Lott's going to be tough because he said he wants to create his own path. So we'll see what happens.
And who's leading that recruitment? That's a guy you and I know.
Yeah, Mr. Rashard Samples. I think everybody in the chat knows who that is. Everybody live right now knows who Rashard Samples is. And so, yeah, he's done a great job building that relationship with Lott.
Yeah, especially in DFW. Look, when Rashard gets his hooks in on a kid, buddy, you got some problems. Because he's not just selling the vision to Oregon. He's selling that path of development. And we've known Rashard for a long time, and we thank the world of Coach Samples, and he's doing a great job up there. Jalen Lott's going to be a tough one to flip. I don't think Finley can happen. Derek Wisner comes in with a super chat. Thank you so much, Mr. Wisner. I appreciate that. Who is the next 5-star? Okay. Well, Derek Cooper is borderline. He was a 5-star before the rankings, maybe a week ago. He's a high 4-star now. I think I saw him in the 95. He's a ranking rating of 95. Usually, those are like borderline 4-star, 5-stars. I think you could push across Cooper as a five-star, but is there another five-star? Let's think between us real quick. Is there another five-star on the board that Texas could be eyeing?
Man, look, there's a ton of guys out there. I know they dropped my boy Wesley to four-star, but I think once they go through, he'll be a five-star once again. I don't know, Justin. I might be drawing a blank on this. You might have to – I don't know. I need a lifeline.
Davin Benjamin. Davin Benjamin, the corner out of California. Now, there's a lot of trending to Oregon there, just like Jalen Lott, and that's a lot closer to home. Actually, Texas would love another defensive back, not necessarily a corner, but because Jaheim Riley could be playing nickel, could be playing safety. They could take another safety. They want, I think, another guy back there. And knowing Akina, he wants one that can his versatility can play in all three spots. But that's one I think Davin Benjamin's another one that we're watching, we're paying attention to. And so, Derek, I'd say fringe Derek Cooper. I'd say they're still in the mix for Davin Benjamin. They're not going to let up there. That's kind of how Texas rolls. They really don't care where those guys are leaning or where they've been or where they're committed to. They're going to go after who they want. Man, Charlie, it's been a busy day. It's about 1 o'clock. I need to nap.
I like Dre Cool. Oh, somebody looking living rent free. I see you, man. Look,
what's he saying?
Names in there.
Okay. If he's hearing it, it must be the gospel.
It must be the gospel.
Because we're not recording that. At least I'm not, and you're not.
Right.
I think Oklahoma is leading in that recruitment. But I'll tell you this: we were actually, you and I and our crew were actually texting about the next edge guys. Right. We got a little bit of sourced information this morning. Jake Kroll, they want this guy.
Yeah.
Watch the tape. They got to get another edge. They wanted Carlton. It wasn't in the cards. They love Trent Henderson. They're going to continue to push for him. That's the cat out of Florida, committed to Florida. Mm-hmm. But Jake Kroll out of IMG Academy, listen, man, this dude is a bowling ball of knives on the football field. And so I don't know if he's trending Texas. Like I said, Oklahoma put a lot of work in this kid, and I believe he's been to Norman twice as much as he's been anywhere else.
Yes.
But you know Texas doesn't care. And, you know, Kroll's looking at a bigger picture. Kroll, if you've ever talked to him, he gives some very thought-out answers.
He does.
He's I love how he does that. And so I'm a big fan of Jake Kroll. I think that's a good one, living rent-free in UT. Out of today's commenters, living free in UT wins. He's the comp poster of the day.
Yes.
He brought the best questions. He brought the best info. And it should be your goal to be named best poster per show at the Inside Texas Football YouTube channel. And to do that, you got to come see us. We really do have the best community in all of college sports. Our message board, these guys police each other. They take care of each other. It's awesome. We love it. Come see us. $1. For only $1, you can get the rest of the summer up until the kickoff in Columbus, which is at what, like 11 a.m.?
Yep.
Something like that.
11 a.m.
11 a.m. There's no other place I'd rather be at 11 a.m. than Columbus at the Shoe. So come see us at InsideTexas.com for that. Be sure and check out Paul Waddlington's Thinking Texas Football Prospectus. Listen, guys, if you have any questions that we don't ever get to, the answer book, the test, the Cliff Notes, here it is. I think Texas football right now. The link is in the description. Charlie, it's always a pleasure getting to see your face.
Most definitely.
It always is, man. I like that there's no hood and you weren't.
Yeah, no hood today. No hood today.
Let me tell you something. You went button top on the polo.
I did.
My son has been pulling that off lately. And I have to ask him, I said, is this what you want to do? Because this is a decision. He said, yeah, looks good.
That's the coolest guy on the planet there, though. You know, I love
it. I said, where'd you get that? He's like, Uncle Charlie does it.
Yeah, Alexander's my man. Coolest guy.
We're good. Man, thank you so much, viewers, for making us a part of your day. Thank you so much for joining us on the Inside Texas Football YouTube channel powered by InsideTexas.com. Come see us. We're going to have a lot more stuff, a lot more updates. Don't forget Joe Cook, Ian Boyd, hanging out at SEC Media Days right now. You're about to see a slew of information come into Inside Texas from Sark, from Arch Manning. That's right, I said it. Arch Manning, Arch yeah. Manning, three Arch. Times, algorithm, daddy.
There you go.
Anthony Hill, all the good stuff of SEC Media Days. Come see us at InsideTexas.com. And thank you again for joining us on the Inside Texas Football YouTube channel, powered by InsideTexas.com.